That's right. We're going 4 days in a row. Good morning, everyone. It's about 2:10 on Thursday morning. So what are we going to talk about today? Yes, we're going to continue talking about weed because I'm really fed up about a lot of the things that have been going on here recently. So anyways, so instead of talking about further about the medicinal values of pot, I'm going to debunk some pot myths for you, which I'm very sure those who don't do it are living in total and utter reefer madness. I don't know if anyone's seen that movie, but I recommend it highly for anybody who doesn't know it, because you can watch it and laugh at it, because everything that movie says is not true. Never has been, never will be. Anyways, so first myth, which everybody always says, pot makes you dumb. You know what? It does if you do it excessively. And I'm talking about inhaling anywhere from 3 to 4 grams a day. And I know people who do that. And they're not too bright. I will agree with that. Those are the people that go, hey man, what's going on? Those are the people who do that. They smoke way too much weed. Just like when people drink too much alcohol, which again is a legal substance that kills people, which weed doesn't, and I'll get into that after. It does make you stupid if you do too much of it. And just like I said before, too much of anything is a bad thing. I could not smoke 4 grams a day for the life of me. It's impossible. I would fall asleep. I couldn't even finish a whole gram in a day. That's impossible. That is really impossible. I roll blunts, which, and by the way, I measure everything I smoke. How much? Because I like to know what I'm taking in. My girlfriend and I share a blunt, and we'll get halfway down. Now, a blunt weighs about 1.2 grams with the cigar casing. Her and I share half of that, and that's all we can do in a day. That's it. That's done. And that's both of us doing it. So 1.2 grams will last us two days between two people. And there's people who do that all by themselves. That's crazy. So again, it doesn't make you dumb. I'm not any more dumb or smarter than I was before I started smoking weed, which was when I was 18 to 20, 21. I haven't noticed any spike or decline. I've taken an IQ test again recently, and I'm still at 138. So it hasn't changed. I'm very sure my girlfriend still has 2 points above me, which she did last time, the way I took it. Anyways, what else? Pot is dangerous, and it makes you into a psycho, and it makes people, you know, be like impaired drivers and kill people. No. No one has ever died from marijuana. But I can tell you how many people have died of alcohol abuse, drinking and driving, and otherwise. And that's, I forgot the exact number. I know in the United States alone, there's about over 1 million, or not. I'm going to have to check up the exact numbers, but I know it's in six digits, of how many people die per year of alcohol abuse, of alcohol-related death. And subsequently domestic violence because somebody was drunk. When you're high on weed, the last thing you want to do is hit anyone. Unless, of course, you're mixing that shit with angel dust, which, of course, isn't weed anymore. That's something else. And I don't know anybody who does that shit up here in Canada. I've never heard of angel dust up here. People aren't really into, getting wet, so to speak. How much time I got here? A minute? Fuck, man. These things are not long enough. What else? No, it doesn't make you into a deranged killer or anything like that. The last thing you want to do is drive. That's the other thing. You don't want to get behind the wheel because your conscience takes over at that point and basically says, hey, man, you know what? Driving right now? Not a good idea. Let's order Domino's. Let's not go outside and drive. We might hurt someone. Some people, of course, that I know claim that they can drive a lot better while they're stoned. But I personally, I wouldn't operate any heavy machinery while I'm high because I'm responsible. Anyways, 20 seconds left. Fuck, man. This is really not long enough. But on the other hand, I'm working over 3G here and I'm not in Japan with their super fast lines. CBG, I believe, are up to 23 records tomorrow. Hopefully H-Bomb's throat will have cleared up by then. And we'll talk to you then. Toodles.